We learned yesterday when it came to Bi'ur Chametz that we did not make a distinction between this year or any typical year. And even though when it comes to a typical year, we burn the Chametz on Erev Pesach itself, this year we're not going to be burning the Chametz on Erev Pesach, obviously, because that's Shabbos. Instead, we burn Chametz the day before on Friday. Nonetheless, we still will not make any difference, and we will burn the Chametz at the same time and not do it later, because otherwise people will make the mistake and only remember what they did last year, not remember the reason why they did it, and they'll think that they can always burn Chametz at a much later hour, and therefore we do not want to make any distinctions. So now the question is, when it comes to other halachos, are we also going to have the same premise? For example, there are those people that do not eat matzah all the way from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Some people don't like eating matzah all year. But some people, as a halacha or minhag, they do not eat matzah. Now, there are those, on the other hand, that do eat matzah during this time. It's only when it comes to Erev Pesach that they do not eat matzah. Now, the question is, what about this year? This year on, not on Shabbos, but on Friday, is a person allowed to eat regular matzah? Now, on one hand, you can say, why not? After all, it's not Erev Pesach. It's the day before Erev Pesach. But as we said, when it came to Bi'ur Chametz, we had the concern that a person may make mistakes in future years, and maybe a person will remember the day in which they burned their chametz, they ate matzah. That's all they'll remember. And therefore, maybe, in fact, a person should not eat matzah next Friday. So this is what he said. It's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos. So one can imagine it's the Machlokas. If a person does not have the custom of refraining from matzah all the way from Rosh Chodesh, they continue to eat matzah. Mutul echol matzah b'yud gimel nisan shechol b'erev Shabbos ve'ein achshash shemi yavol echol b'shan macheros b'erev Pesach. So there are those that say it's not an issue, that on Friday you're allowed to eat this matzah. After all, it's not Erev Pesach, and we're not going to be concerned that a person is going to make that leap and think next year that they can eat matzah on what will really be Erev Pesach. V'yesh machmirim, however, that those who are strict, k'moshe machmirim l'inyin bi'ur chametz, v'ein matzirin el tzarach gadol b'shas hachak. There are those that, just as we said by bi'ur chametz, will not do so, which means they will not eat matzah, not only, of course, on the Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach, but even the day before, because of the same concern that we had when it came to bi'ur chametz. Now, another issue that is presented is with regard to, as it's stated in the name of the siman, is shlo lasos melacha be'erev Pesach achar chatzos, that a person is not supposed to do work, and we'll define it very briefly, not allowed to work on Erev Pesach after midday. And the Mechaber says, Osa malacha be'erev Pesach mechatzos ulamala mishamten osov. A person does work on Erev Pesach from midday on. It's something in which that person is condemned, and something which we do not like. And not only that, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Vegam eino roa simen bracha mi'osa malacha." You're not going to have anything good will come out from the work that you did. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses, well, first, what exactly does this mean? So the Shulchan Aruch explains that doesn't mean you're not allowed to do any preparations for Yom Tov. Certainly, Misakin hu kelev Yom Tov, a person can make preparations for Yom Tov in that way, as well as someone who is a scribe, someone who is kosev svarim, or atzmo derech limudo, and he's learning Torah, then certainly that is permissible. And he says, kodem chatzos, when it comes to before midday, this is the Shulchan Aruch, Malkim shenahagul lasos malach osin, malkim shenahagul shol lasos ein osin. It's different minhag malkim. There's some people that don't work the entire Erev Pesach, and some only refrain from chatzos on. And what's the reason? So the Mishnah Berurah brings a reason, but then we're going to see that there's actually a dispute as to the reason why one should not do work from midday on Erev Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah says, Hatam mimnei shehu zman shechitas ha-Pesach, that from the time of the 14th, Erev Pesach, midday, that is the time in which the Karban Pesach is could be brought, shekol echad miyisrael chayiv bo, in which everyone has to do, and therefore v'yom shemavien karban hu kiyom tov, v'chein asa medibri sofer b'malacha. Therefore, because it's considered on Erev Pesach as a yom tov, therefore a person should not do work from the time in which one can bring the karban Pesach. And the Mishnah Berurah says, doesn't make a difference even nowadays. Befil b'zman hazeh deleika karbon, even though we don't have a karbon Pesach, adayin ha'iser bimkomo omeid. We do not make any distinction. We still do not work. We do not do work from chatzos on. Okay. So the Ber Halacha says there's actually a dispute, two reasons rather, as to why one does not do work on Erev Pesach from Chatzos on. And he quotes, as the Mishnah Berurah did, the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is the one that said, Mishum Shechitas HaPesach, because that was the time the carbon is brought. Now, not everyone agrees to this, or not everyone says this reason. Rashi says a different reason. He says, Kedei Shleihei Tarud B'Malacha V'Yishkach Bir Chametzah, that when a person is busy working, if you're going to work all of Erev Pesach, there's so many other things that you need to do in preparation for that night for Pesach, to make sure that the Chametz has been destroyed, to make sure V'Tikun Matzah, V'Tzarech Laila, that the Seder is all prepared. So for all these reasons, the Rashi says you should not do work on Erev Pesach. So, what's the question? The question the Ber Halacha asks is, how about this year? How about on Friday? This year, on Friday, which is not Erev Pesach, it's the day before Erev Pesach, do we still say that a person is not allowed to do work on Erev Shabbos from Chatzos on? So, you can imagine, now that we know the two reasons, that will be a significant difference in halacha. According to the Yerushalmi, the Ber Halacha says, when it comes to bringing, the whole reason you're not supposed to do work is because of the bringing of the karbon. Now, in this particular year, if in fact we would be living in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when would the karbon Pesach be brought?
Shabbos.
Done on Shabbos, exactly. So therefore, because of that, according to the Yerushalmi, there is no reason to refrain from doing malacha next Friday. Because the whole reason is because of Shechitas Pesach, but there's no Shechitas Pesach until Shabbos. According to Rashi, Rashi says the reason is because of preparations. So the preparations you're going to need to do on Friday, because on Shabbos it's too late. You have to make all these preparations, make sure you have the right matzah, the chametz is burned, everything on Friday. So according to Rashi, you're not supposed to do work. According to Yerushalmi, one can. So the Ber Halacha says, he says, according to this, according to Rashi, you should not do work. However, he says, Ro poskim tosin tam hayerushalmi. He says that we will gravitate toward the opinion of the Yerushalmi, that the whole reason why we don't do work on Erev Pesach is because of the karban. There's no karban Pesach on Friday, and therefore for that reason, a person is allowed to do work on Erev Shabbos, which of course is the day before Pesach. Now, day before Erev Pesach. Now, there's one other point I'm going to make, and then we'll stop, is the question of Vehi Noam. Vehi Noam, we recite on Motzi Shabbos, is only said, as we say, it's Masiyah Deinu. It has to be only on a week in which is a full work week. If there's not a full work week, if there's Yom Tov somewhere in the middle of that week, we do not say Vehi Noam on that Motzi Shabbos. That's the general rule. So it's brought down in the Sefer Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach Shekhol B'Shabbos, not this year. But imagine that Pesach would fall out, the first day would be on Shabbos. Okay? It would be on Shabbos. So Erev Pesach is Friday. It's not this year. Okay? So again, on Shabbos, it would be, the first day would be Friday night. Erev Pesach is Friday. So according to the reason of the Yerushalmi, as well as the reason of Rashi, you would not do work from Chatzos on that Friday because it's Erev Pesach. So therefore, in that situation, not this year, but in that situation, Vehi Noam would not be recited the week before. However, how about this year? This year, the question is, who do we hold like? If we hold like Rashi, Rashi would be the opinion that Vehi Noam should not be said, because Rashi holds that the reason why a person should not do work on Erev Shabbos is because it's an issue, not an Erev Pesach issue, it's because you need this year to prepare on Friday. And therefore one would have to not be able to work a full work week according to the opinion of Rashi. However, as we brought down the Bir Halacha, that we do not hold like this. The Rov Poskim, or the opinion of the Yerushalmi, that the whole reason that a person should refrain on Erev Pesach is because of the Karban Pesach, and since this year it would be brought on Shabbos, therefore for that reason, next Friday, Malacha can be done, and therefore, Vihi Noam will be said.